Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners.
No prisoners.
1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Craig Turner, broker here at Daniels. You can find me on my website at turnerstake.com, or if you're a farmer, turnerstakeag.com. I write a couple of newsletters. The weekly one has to do with the podcast and our overall thoughts on the markets. And then there's Turner's Take Ag Marketing's for farmers, and the Market Alert is for spec ideas. We do anything from online trading here to broker-assisted, everything in between. And you can always find my contact information either in the show notes of this podcast, or just go to turnerstake.com or turnerstakeag.com, and all my information is in there, including also the newsletters that we do. So, this week was a pretty good one for the grain markets. Corn broke out to the upside here. Soybeans looked good. Wheat was really charging higher, too. A lot going on. Crude oil started to go up also. And let's get into a few of the probably main important things going forward. Next week, we have the WASDE report, so that's going to be big. And the thing with the May WASDE report is we see new crop supply and demand tables. So that's going to be a big theme next week. We're also going to be talking a lot, or the market will be talking a lot, about the U.S.-China trade dispute. That's going to be a major theme next week. We're going to hear more about Brazilian weather for the corn. That'll be a big deal. And that will probably... Oh, and planting progress. Okay, so let's deal with planting progress first, just to get out of the way. There has been a lot of progress made in corn, especially like in the eastern corn belt and in Illinois. So I think we're going to see catch that back up to the averages either this week or next week when we see that crop progress report come out. And we'll even start to see some progress be done in the soybeans. So I don't think planting is going to be an issue or a bullish story anytime soon. If you take a look at the weather in Brazil, it's hot and dry. There is some precipitation in the forecast that's going to help out. So that should, that's not going to send corn prices down, but it may not be the bullish factor next week, which what it has been in the past week or two so far. If we take a look at the grain markets, I'm going to bring up, let's take December corn here. You know, December corn closed at 420. That's a very good price considering where we were just a few months ago. We had a new kind of high close. And when we got above 420, we hadn't been that high since back in July of last year. July corn closed above $4 earlier this week and kept on running, eventually got to 408, and now we've backed off a little bit. But technically, that's bullish. We are, you know, making new year highs, 2018 highs, in these markets this week, and that's been very bullish. Soybeans, a little bit different. If you look at July soybeans, you can make a case we're in a kind of a triangle. We're consolidating. We can break out either way. While November beans have been trending upward, but we're hitting some real resistance in this 1050 area when we trade into the 1050s. So beans were down today after being kind of choppy all week. Corn's been pretty strong. And, you know, as far as wheat goes, the wheat is trying to make, Kansas City wheat made a new high close yesterday before coming back down today, 13 cents, but still looks bullish on the chart. I don't know if I call that a reversal yet. So here are some things that I'm not going to talk about trades or positions on the podcast anymore or in the newsletter. If you are a client here and you subscribe to Turner's Take Ag Marketing or Turner's Take Market Alert, I'll talk about positions and trades. But from a compliance point of view, I'm going to probably stop discussing the open positions we have, but you can probably figure it out just from what our thoughts on. So We're looking probably for corn to continue to be bullish. There may be some setbacks, you know, whether it be options, spreads, or outrights. But we're expecting on Thursday for a bullish WASDE just because the ending stocks for new crop is probably going to be below 2 billion. I think it could be like 1.8 or 1.9 billion, and I think old crop will be about 2.1. I think what the USDA is going to show is that ending stocks for corn are going to be lower next year because that's when they're going to factor in the increased demand from the South American production loss. The reason being that we're not going to see it in old crop is because as South America harvests all their corn and beans or whatever it may be, they're just going to try to get out of the country immediately. Like, they harvest it, they get it to the ports, they send it out. Where the shortage is going to come in is in the back end. But in the back end of their marketing year is when our new crop it starts to count for marketing. So that's why the numbers will show up in our new crop numbers and not in our in the United States old crop numbers. So that I still think that's going to be bullish for corn. There are a lot of ideas I like how to play that leading up into next week. And if you're a client here, you get Turner's Take Ag Marketing or Market Alert. Check that out. I'll be sending out some stuff in the next day or two, probably do it over the weekend and as we set up for next week. For the soybean market, I've been saying for a while that I am concerned about basically one thing is China. Like, we have this trade dispute between the United States and China doesn't look like it's going to go away. We did have some hope yesterday. There were some rumors that came out that the United States and China might be making up. That is not what happened. We saw the announcements today, and it's actually quite the opposite. We went down. So the way it goes now is probably between now and May 15th, there'll be a public hearing on the proposed Chinese tariffs. This all happens in the government. On the 21st, the U.S. Treasury has their deadline for the Chinese investment restrictions. And then the final comment are all due on May 22nd, which means in terms of the tariffs, the United States can impose tariffs on China starting May 22nd, I think. So that deadline is getting closer and closer, and the less progress we make on it, the more it's going to weigh on the market. Like, the market didn't really care about it a whole lot in April, I don't think, because they thought, oh, well, there's plenty of time to do this. This might just be a negotiation tactic, which it may still be, but we're going to, you know, keep on getting towards that deadline, and I don't think anything is going to happen here. So, I don't know. I'm concerned for soybeans for a couple of reasons. One of them just happened to be we're going to have probably 90 million acres, and with the trend line yield, we're going to be over 500 million bushels on the carryout for old crop and new crop, right? And that was a concern. And now it's this China deal. And I just don't think, the market, part of the market thinks, well, if China doesn't buy the beans now, they'll just buy it later because they're going to have to. And that's kind of true. But if they keep on withholding from buying, we could keep on going lower. And if we keep on going lower and then we get a lot of acres and the yield looks good, we're going to miss out on our spring and summer opportunities to maybe price beans higher, right? And that would be a shame too. So I still, if you follow the Ag Marketing newsletter, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the marketing of beans. And then on the spec side, we'll talk a little bit more about how we want to handle beans going forward. As far as wheat goes, it's not something that we're playing right now, but that chart looks real bullish. For the spring wheat, it will be really interesting to see if we lose acres in spring wheat up north, and that's going to affect some of these old crop, new crop spreads, which are pretty close to a carry. That looks very attractive, some of these, where there's very little risk because we're so close to full carry, meaning that I guess you could go beyond full carry, but in some realms that's like trading interest rates and say, okay, well, U.S. interest rates are going to go negative. It could happen, right? But it probably won't. We could go beyond full carry in some of these spring wheat spreads, but I just don't see it. So to me, the risk is limited. Meanwhile, if we do have issues, there's some very good potential in that. And when you consider the lower margin on these things, it looks like a good play. So it'd be more of a spec side or maybe a re-ownership for a farmer. We'd be looking at some of those spring wheat spreads. Again, I'll put those in the newsletter. So we like spring wheat. We like corn. Hesitant on the soybeans. And as far as hard red winter wheat goes, I just don't know. I mean, it's at this point, I'm thinking it's anyone's guess, and it's just been all over the place. So that's what we're looking at. That's what I'm going to be writing about over the weekend. I'm expecting the commitment of traders to come out, showing funds expanding their corn and Kansas City wheat positions. Soy meal has been strong. I would expect the funds to be more into meal and either just being more short Chicago wheat or spreading it against them. That's probably what's going to... That's what I'm expecting when we see this commitment of traders come out later in the day. I have been following crude oil. We have been hoping for, we haven't gotten into anything yet because we have been looking for a way to maybe get on the other side of this if we ever had a real reversal. But we had a breakout today in June, and we're almost at $70. We're going to have a new high close today in June crude. That means continuation to the upside. So you can trade that accordingly. In terms of natural gas, that's something where we're coming out of the shoulder months and into a higher demand time. And what I mean by shoulder months, like March, April, May, are usually moderate temperatures for natural gas, so you don't see as much demand. In the summer, you see more demand for cooling. In the winter, you see more demand for heating. So we're coming out of the shoulder months, and we start heading into higher demand months. You'd think that would reflect in natural gas and in the spreads, so we will be looking at that too. We're not taking a position in the stock market. That one seems to be a tough one to guess. Over the long term, I've always said I'd rather be long the stock market, but easier said than done when you have a leverage position. But you look at the chart here, and it does look like we're consolidating, and we're going to have maybe a bullish pennant formation. But I'm going to leave that up to someone else to mess around with. The dollar has recovered. We'll see if that continues on the currency front. And in terms of the cattle and hog market, I still like that spread that I had been talking about. It was the bull spreads in cattle. I don't know if we're going to get the premiums that we thought. Historically or seasonally, some of these spreads are lower in the cattle market that we thought, where the bull spreads are a little weak. But when you look at the back end of the cattle on feed reports, or you talk to people out in the country, the kind of cattle they're expecting basically to eventually come to market, I can kind of see why the cattle spreads are a little bit lower than normal. And finally, with the hog market, this is the time of year where you start to hear where demand starts to pick up. And the number one thing I always look at when we come into this time of the year is what's going on with the bellies. The bellies this time of year and into the summer will typically dictate what the lean hog prices are going to do. So that's going to be very important, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. And I think that's about it. I would like to be bullish hogs, but the problem is, too, is if we keep on having these issues with China, the pork factor in that is not going to be good for the hog market, and you're just going to get selling coming in. Even if it, just the headline train from trade from issues with China and the pork market are a pain. So you kind of got to be careful with that. It'd be really nice to see this trade dispute get resolved first and early enough where we can actually have some late spring summer rallies in hogs. So those kind of positions I'd like to be involved in. So going forward here, we'll be writing more about the hog market. We'll be taking a look at the bullish side of corn and spring wheat, the bearish side of soybeans. We'll follow crude. I would like to get short at some point, but I feel like we're still breaking out higher. I don't know how much higher we're going to go. I'm really just waiting for the charts to show us a bearish reversal. And then with natural gas, you would expect some bullish action because we're coming out of a shoulder month and into a higher demand month. Currency is dollar long. Should be bullish, continue to stay bullish. And that's about it. That's what we'll be looking at. If you are a farmer and want to go over your hedging and marketing, happy to always talk to you. There are a lot of strategies I write about that we don't go over in these podcasts. And from the spec side, you can always get in touch with us too. We have insights on not just the grain markets, but also energies and some of the, and the other futures markets too. So thanks again. Have a great weekend. I will be a lot more active in the newsletters in the weeks to come. And yeah, good luck trading.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.